Welcome to Bizarre Biz Podcast. I'm Bizarre Reporter.
And Bizarre Nurse.
And today I'm going to be talking about directed energy weapons. I know, crazy subject. Let's talk about directed energy technology. This topic used to be considered a crazy conspiracy theory, but the technology does exist and is currently being used. What does a directed energy weapon do? A directed energy weapon, or DEW, is a ranged weapon that damages its target with highly focused energy, including laser, microwaves, and particle beams. Potential applications of this technology include weapons that target personnel, missiles, vehicles, and optical devices.
Yes, sound rays. We've made these weapons for years. The scientific community originally used sound waves to float fluids for drug manufacturing before the government started to utilize sound to affect the human body. For example, the LRAD long-range acoustic device basically injures human bodies. Sound frequencies as low as 19 that we can't hear.
19 hertz.
Yeah, because sound is traveling energy, they still exist and can cause us physical pain without being heard, causing things like spotty vision, nausea, dizziness, and this all dates back to the 1950s.
Which is crazy. I mean, even back then.
I mean,
so it's really
I would,
not like some crazy sci-fi movie theory.
Although it makes sense that, like, it's in movies from the 1950s.
Yeah.
Because somebody knew about it.
Right. So who's using energy weapons? In the United States, the Pentagon, DARPA, the Air Force Research Laboratory, United States Army Armament Research Development and Engineering Center, and the Naval Research Laboratory are researching directed energy weapons and railguns to counter ballistic missiles, hypersonic cruise missiles, and hypersonic glide vehicles. Additional systems of missile defense are expected to come online no sooner than mid to late this year. Russia, China, India, and the United Kingdom are also developing directed energy weapons.
Well, actually, they've used them.
Yeah.
During the protests, they've
absolutely
used it as,
yeah. We can't say protests.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's been done.
It's been done. What types of energy weapons are there? Laser, particle beam, plasma, sonic, and long-range acoustic devices. During the Iraqi War, the Bush era, not the one that's happening right now, electromagnetic weapons, including high-power microwaves, were used by the U.S. military to disrupt and destroy Iraqi electronic systems and may have been used for crowd control. Types and magnitudes of exposure to electromagnetic fields are unknown. Lockheed Martin, an American global aerospace defense security and advanced technologies company with worldwide interests, specifically has an entire page dedicated to directed energy tech that they say on the website has advanced from the lab and is now ready for the field. I mean, it says right the website, dude. Go there. Check it out. I'm assuming they have contracts specifically with the United States, but the scary thing is others that are developing this weaponry could be open to the highest bidder.
I mean, if it's available online.
Dude, right? Lockheed's website goes on to say laser weapons provide the advantages of speed, flexibility, precision, and lower cost per engagement that are only possible with lasers. Directed energy operates as a force multiplier, enabling the warfighter to counter a growing range of emerging threats. There's even a video on the website of someone using this technology to blow up something in the water, missiles, and a truck. Quote, laser weapon systems have tracked and detected targets, including small rockets, boats, UAVs, and a truck with high fidelity, and maintains the laser beam with enough time to eliminate the target.
Dang, man. Now we're talking some space stuff.
Dude, there is no denying that this technology exists and is being used. Like, right now. Period.
I don't doubt it.
So, let's just take a small commercial break and you can tell us about our sponsor. And we're back. So, no one likes war. but being on the winning team that is using this technology in defense of a country feels okay. But let's talk about something else. What if whoever controls this technology is using it in other, more sinister ways?
Why, of course.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities. There are tons of YouTube videos by theorists about the weapons being used in starting fires around the globe. Who would know about such things? The Pentagon, for one, in an article dated 9/5/19, so just this past September, by USNI News, the headline reads, "Pentagon shifts focus on directed energy weapons technology." The Department of Defense is focusing its directed energy weapons research on technologies ready to field now, placing on the back burner plans to create more complex space-based technology. And I don't know if they've still put those on the back burner because it sounds like the Space Force is in full effect. So maybe since that article was written, they've decided to do more Space Force stuff. But the Navy, for example, plans to install a high-energy laser and integrated optical dazzler with surveillance called Helios, the weapon system on board a West Coast-based Arleigh Burke-class flight IAA destroyer in 2021, according to comments made in March by Rear Admiral Ron Boxall during the Booz Allen Hamilton and CSBA Directed Energy Summit 2019.
What
yes,
the heck?
They have a Directed Energy Summit.
And where is it?
Apparently, I don't know.
Can we go to
Well, you could probably look it up online. But
we don't need a booth.
No one freaking came out and said, oh yeah, by the way, the Directed Energy Summit is this weekend. Not everybody's invited, I'm sure.
Oh my Lord.
I'd like to be in on that little meeting. Is that anything like Bilderberg or anything? You know,
I'm like, can we reserve a booth?
Yeah, right? The Pentagon's directed energy signals also appear to be received by the defense industry. Demand for directed energy weapons was among the justifications cited by officials with Raytheon and United Technologies when explaining the reasoning behind their planned deal to combine companies. At the time, it was indicated if shareholders and federal regulators approved the United Technologies purchase of Raytheon, the cash flow from the combined operations would fuel the development of directed energy weapons, the chief executives of both firms said during their second quarter company conference calls with analysts in July.
Oh my God.
So did they approve it? Yes, they approved it. There's power to gain and money to be made. Side note and disclaimer, I'm not saying buy into the market as I'm not a financial advisor, and you should speak to a financial advisor before purchasing stocks of any market, but I'm just saying.
Unfortunately, so, we ain't got a bizarre advisor.
We don't have a bizarre financial advisor. In another article from MarketWatch, speaking of stocks, directed energy weapons market to reach $41.97 billion by 2023.
Honey,
so there's no money at all to be made in directed energy weapons.
Just a small percentage.
Just very slight, ever so slight. A new research document with the title Directed Energy Weapons,
I mean, they're really not. They need to come up with better titles for these things.
I mean, dude.
Directed Energy Summit. Directed Energy Weapons Document.
Right. Because they want you to believe that none of this exists. It's all in your head.
Right.
But they're having freaking summits, dude. Come on. Global Market Outlook 2017 through 2023 covering detailed analysis, competitive landscape, forecast and strategies. The study covers geographic analysis that includes regions like North America, Europe, Asia Pacific, rest of the world, and important player vendors such as BAE Systems, PLC, Boeing Company, and L3 Communication Holdings. Now, let's talk about L3 for a minute, because mm-hmm. when the stock market declined, when the tech bubble, you've heard about that mm-hmm. in the 2000s, beginning, I think in 2000s, mm-hmm. L3 Communications was just considered like a phone voice over IP
right.
company.
I remember that.
Yeah, and we had shares in L3 because they were just like the small communications company, and everything went bust, and they filed bankruptcies and the shares split and all this shit and everything became worthless. And now they're talking about L3 Communication Holdings being part of this, right?
Come on now.
They had money, yo.
Now they up with Boeing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't
so
make any sense.
So why, and I never did anything with those shares, yet they're useless in my account today.
Well, that's because they're not L3 anymore.
Yeah, they're L3 Communication Holdings. Exactly. Right. So as a side note, if you would like to learn more, though, about energy weapons yourself, author Doug Beeson, a leading expert in directed energy research, has a book called E-Bomb, which describes in clear and jargon-free prose all of these exotic new weapons that discharge light wave energy, the same spectrum of energy found in your microwave or in your TV remote control. The link to this book can be found on our website at bizarrebus.com. Just click on the as mentioned link, or you'll find it on the main page down on the right. Now, having said all that, this brings me to the following. There are a ton of theorists stating that the recent California fires, Amazon fires, and Australian fires were due to the use of directed weapons, most likely a laser.
Oh.
There are tons of suspected videos and photos. Look for yourself. While some of them are sure to be manipulated, there are others that are quite compelling. I actually looked at some and, dude, would anyone from any government admit that that was true?
No.
Maybe a few concerned people in Congress or Senate, but most otherwise, the answer to this would be certainly no. You're right. Multiple online fact checkers, including Snopes, comes up with all kinds of reasons why it simply isn't true. Yet the technology exists.
Right.
They're freaking having summits, dude.
Right.
But we're not supposed to know about it or be involved in any way in decision-making processes on how these weapons are used.
They've talked about it openly in crowd control scenarios.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, but don't you think that would be just a way to introduce it a little bit to the
public? Oh, yeah.
Creep it on in. I mean, dude, don't get me started on the PDFs of Defense Department that I read. Okay, so how am I tying all of this to energy weapon use? If you haven't been following the devastating fires in Australia, it's literally hell on earth over there. At points, most of the continent has been aflame and hundreds of thousands of animals have been decimated.
Mm-hmm.
People have been killed. Homes have been literally burned to ash. As of last week, an entire town had been surrounded by fire, and they were trying to figure out how to evacuate.
Well, and now the smoke from that is reaching New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
It's going all the way to New Zealand.
And I'm sure at some point it'll reach around the world.
Right. It's bad.
And some of the stories that I'm reading are trees will be burned.
Mm-hmm.
On one side of the road and on other sides where clearly there should have been flame, there's nothing.
Well, so and here's the other...
How does that work?
I mean, like, here's the other thing to take into consideration. If the fires weren't caused by directed energy weapons, what a perfect opportunity to just go and...
go at it!
I mean, you might as well just go ahead and just...
Go on
there's
now.
There's destruction already going
it's
on.
It's already happening. You might as well...
Right.
Well, I'm going to tie it in.
All right.
So all of this became a question in my mind because I received a Twitter message from one of my mutual followers and friends who goes by the handle Evil Dead Pinhead. I know, right? I love his name. Note that all the I's in the name are numeral ones and all the E's are threes, just in case you want to find him. And he's also one hell of a musician. Anyway, he's from Australia and he sent me a link titled Australian Bushfires, A Smart City Conspiracy by TOTT News. Dude, so this got me started on such a rabbit hole.
Okay.
I mean, I'm Alice in Wonderland over here.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't stop. Like, hours upon hours, I am like, are you joking me right now? So in my mind, I was thinking, could some of these fires have been caused by directed energy weapons? The facts while looking at the fires seem to be that they were more than just fires. So I read the article that he sent In it, 7 News Brisbane indicates there has been something strange going on in the skies of southern Queensland in the past day, as mysterious echoes started to appear on the radar. It's not weather related, says this is a news anchor on live TV.
Right.
It's not weather related. Skies were clear last night and there was no rain recorded anywhere. One theory is that it's a thing called chaff. Small aluminum-coated plastic fibers released into the air to help shield military aircraft from radar detection during exercises, says 7 News meteorologist Tony Auden.
All right, and let me just say, like, the dude says the skies were clear last night. There was no rain recorded anywhere.
He just straight said it.
This dude isn't just, like, some news guy. He's a freaking meteorologist. Right, he's a meteorologist.
He knows.
So, like, if he sees some junk going on in the sky that looks...
Dude.
Questionable. Right.
It's not rain.
It's not typical weather. I mean, he's in a situation that isn't typical anyway.
Right.
He obviously is an expert on this subject.
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, if any of us are an expert, this guy is
exactly
an expert.
So, further investigation revealed in another article by news.com.au headlined, it looks like rain, but it's actually secret military exercises. What looked like rain on an Aussie weather radar this week turned out to be masking something a lot more powerful.
Interesting. But that makes total sense. I mean, if you put little scraps of metal into the air.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the radar is going to pick that up.
So he goes on to say, what appeared to be an ominous storm cloud rolling across the weather radar was actually a military aircraft tactic used to hide activity and confuse the enemy, known as chaff or chaff. I think it's chaff.
Okay.
It's a radar countermeasure in which aircraft and other military targets spread a cloud of small, thin pieces of aluminum, metallic glass fiber, or plastic. The radar jamming material either appears as a cluster of targets on the radar screen or overwhelms the screen with hundreds of returns or false echoes.
That makes sense.
So people who are in the military and the Air Force, they probably know about this technology.
Right.
We don't necessarily because we're not involved in it. But
right.
This is being used. Mind you, the entire freaking continent is burning to a crisp.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. What could possibly be going on that you need, like, stealth
This
tech,
is from
basically.
A weather dude. So ABC weatherman Graham Creed explained the phenomenon to listeners in Sydney, telling residents not to worry about the threat of any rainfall. Rainfall? Do you think I give a shit about rainfall right now? It's freaking, there's fires. I need rainfall. What are you talking about? I'm freaking out, dude.
Wait a minute.
Dude, I'd
there's
be worried about where the
everywhere.
Rainfall. Yes. And he's, don't worry, there's no rain. What am I having a freaking picnic while some poor koalas over here frying to death? Kangaroos are jumping around, the plane's on fire.
We got animal nuggets
oh,
and you're worried
my God,
about rainfall.
Dude. I can't. So he continues again, if anyone's been looking at Sydney radar, what you can see are those echoes moving towards the northern suburbs of Sydney. It's not actually rainfall. It's the Williamstown RAFF, which is like...
RAAF.
Oh, yeah, RAAF. It's like an Air Force base over there. And they're putting what's known as chaff in the atmosphere. The freaking weather dude is telling you this. The reported reason for deploying the chaff was to shield the activity of Australian fighter jets from any potential prying eyes during a training exercise. Okay. All right, then.
I mean, I know that, like...
The entire continent is burning to the ground.
Right.
And you're doing... First of all, you're releasing aluminum-coated fibers into the atmosphere... Aluminum reflects heat. It's 150 freaking degrees over there.
And fibers are like,
oh God,
freaking kindling, right? Regardless,
I mean, it's aluminum coated.
Don't you? You can start fire with like metal kindling.
I'm thinking. I don't know
because it burns for longer.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Hey, while you're doing training exercises, do you think you can take a couple buckets of water up there, bro? Some foam or something?
Some foam. I need some fire retardant over
can
here.
Can you help a sister out? I'm surrounded by fire. We got to evacuate, and I'm in the middle.
All I can see in my head is these poor animals just fleeing for their lives.
They are.
So he goes on to say, this dude is still talking. The idea of it is it hides what they're doing underneath it. They're doing maneuvers with their aircraft. They drop this chafe and it spreads out and then it creates an echo so you can't see individual movements. The Air Force is just north of Newcastle, but the chafe material began floating south across northern Sydney.
Cool.
So what is chafe exactly?
Right.
The chafe that was released was made up of aluminum fibers thinner than a human hair, which are tightly wound together and then dispersed by the wind when released, said the spokesperson. Despite concerns from public health and environmental bodies over the years that the materials used in the chafe can cause harm, there doesn't appear to be a great deal of public research on this matter. Now, that doesn't mean there.
Well, now here,
public research.
You know, why don't...
They're not researching it.
I feel like, you know, with all of this knowledge we have around the environment and, like, doing better for the environment, and then, you know, what would be better than just, you know, having a bunch of... Just drop a bunch of metal...
Dude.
...that you can't even
plastic
recover,
metal.
Just right into the middle of everything.
And I would have gone on and on because I found this study that goes into the hazard of this... But I can't, right? It's like I'm on right. a mission with this thing, you
so
know?
So clearly there is more research on
there
that.
There is more research. Because they just don't want the public to
so there's no,
freak out.
Never mind. There's no research on the matter. Can't go into it anymore.
So on this particular source link, I'm looking at a photo of a fire jet releasing chafe. There's definitely some kind of fire and or sparks coming off this release. Another popular hiding tactic used are flares that burn hotter than the engine of the plane, which throws off the enemy ballistic missiles if there are any following. And just in case there's any question, if this is a photo of flare release, chafe is an aluminum-coated fighter which does reflect. What do reflecting materials do in extreme heat? They cause fires.
Oh.
Even water left in your car will cause a fire in extreme heat due to reflecting. Now tell me that. We're looking at a picture. I know you can't see it on the podcast, but we are looking at a picture of supposed chafe releasing. And does that not look like fire to you? Just saying.
I'm going to say it looks like fireworks.
It does look a lot like fireworks.
Is what it looks like to me.
That's why I said if it's missiles... That's a lot. I mean, or those flares.
That's not
it
missiles.
Could be flares.
Missile, that's tiny for missiles. That's a
or
lot
I mean
tiny
flares.
Pieces.
It could be flares, I guess. But dude, whatever. It's not good. And at the same time, there's raging fires going on in Australia. And could some of those be caused by the chafing or the flare releases? So this is where I start
right.
really going
so,
into the
I mean,
freaking rabbit hole.
I mean, it really is like a... It's a good theory, though. I mean, there's fires going on. They're still doing these supposed maneuvers over
Why?
Top of
Why are you doing a hidden maneuver? Okay, first of all, what are you hiding from? Is there some kind of foreign entity following you? What's going on?
Can y'all just take it out to the ocean?
Yeah, I mean, right. You're on a total island continent.
You're on the biggest island. Like, can y'all just take it out?
Right.
Right. And regardless, like, I know y'all got water in the middle of the island.
Dude, I'm about to
Can
blow
you help me?
Your mind. I'm going to blow your mind. So with definite military exercises being performed at this time, and the article I mentioned above that my friend sent me through Twitter, Australian Bushfires, a smart city conspiracy... You should know that I was working on this podcast subject when I ran into an article dated April 2019 about how the town in Northern Australia named Darwin is debuting its version of the monitoring system that is being used by China.
Interesting.
Smart city, you know how they got
yeah.
that social rating system,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Then upon further investigation, going deeper into the rabbit hole, I found out about... a mysterious American-Australian base named Pine Gap in the middle of nowhere in Australia that has been there for 45 years.
Well, that's easy to believe because Australia, you know, yeah. when you think of somewhere, you think of these like tiny little, like everybody that goes to Australia pretty much goes to like four distinct places.
Yeah.
Like there's so much vast expanse. Sorry. That it's okay. There's so much vast expanse that is unexplored or not very well explored.
Absolutely. So I stumbled onto an article from the Australian Government Department of Defense. In this article by Laura Jones, she mentions that all these years, the bases ran on generators. In March of last year, Defense signed a 15-year contract with the Northern Territory Power and Water Corporation to supply natural gas to Pine Gap, this base. The pipeline linking Pine Gap to the existing Darwin Smart City to Alice Springs pipeline was constructed by APA Group under contract to Investra Limited. What? So basically they've ran off generators for all this time. They have now linked this pipeline from this military base to this crazy smart city that's right. using Chinese
security systems.
Duda. Okay. Now I'm going to tie these four articles together for you, so watch out. All right.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
Remember, we have the weather mystery, which turned out to be military exercises dropping chafe and or flares. We have from the Department of Defense of Australia, a supposed secret military base named Pine Gap, linking to a pipeline, the base to Darwin to Alice Springs. We have another article that plainly says the town in northern Australia named Darwin is debuting its version of the monitoring system used by China, and that Australia reps went to China to watch China deploy their system. It says it in the freaking article, dude.
Oh my gosh.
We have the TOTT News article that says Australia is committed to the Agenda 2030 plan, which advocates for the implementation of radical changes to the central role of ownership rights of land and natural resources over the next decade. Okay. Linking this plan, authorities are currently developing a number of smart city initiatives in direct response, promising locations full of sustainable programs that monitor a variety of human activities. It's freaking 1984 gone psycho over there.
Oh my God. Well, Dude, here's the thing. I'm not... You know, we've talked about before, I'm not necessarily a conspiracy theorist, but I have to say, all of that stuff can't be coincidence.
It's just too much to be a coincidence.
It would be way too much to be a coincidence at that point.
No way. So now the question becomes, are these fires being set on purpose to clear away land that no one will want or feel safe on, so that the ownership of those lands and natural resources can be turned into these super... I'm going to get kicked off of TikTok. Chinese technological big brother cities. Smart city initiatives have been instrumental in the development of China's draconian social credit system.
That's a whole other
podcast. I know it is. It is literally happening everywhere. Black mirror y'all.
Right.
For instance, if your social credit rating isn't high enough, you can't travel from city to city over there.
Yeah.
No. I am not making this up.
No. I'll do a podcast in the future on their social rating system. It is just an absolute travesty.
It is. And I hate to even throw this out there because I've just thrown enough factual crazy at you to make a normal person have a stroke. But don't get me started on the Australia and United States weather manipulation and geoengineering plans that have been going on for years. I'll do a damn podcast, dare me. Now, there's no way to prove the Australian fires were started by the government as a plan to clear land so they could implement smart cities, as it's all circumstantial evidence. I know that. But chafing damn sure didn't help the fires and probably started a few. Only those in high offices know the truth on that. And let me tell you, the truth always comes to light.
Well, and what better way to just, you know, destroy everything and start over?
Right? Can I prove that directed energy weapons are a part of any devastation that is happening around the world? No. But I can tell you that those weapons are in development, and that Pine Gap Base, if they're dropping chafe all over the place, why wouldn't they be using directed energy weapons? The secret American base at Pine Gap in Central Australia is said to have two Scalar Wave towers in it already. So on that note, I urge you to listen and read some of the biographies of Nikola Tesla, who was murdered, but don't even get me started on that. In an article in AirForceMag.com, directed energy weapons spending has doubled in the past year. Directed energy technology has matured significantly in the last 5 years or so, added Kelly Hammett in Air Force Magazine, who runs the Directed Energy Directive at the Air Force Research Laboratory. Hammett said that during the week of October 20th at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, the Air Force conducted tests of five directed energy weapon systems, four high-energy lasers, and one high-power microwave as counter-drone weapons. The tests were part of an ongoing directed energy effort run by AFRL's Strategic Development Planning and Experimentation Office.
These are all a mouthful, honey.
They are. They were knocking drones out of the sky, basically.
That makes sense, yeah. Though. Like, if all of your high-tech defense weapons are going to be, you know...
Yeah. You won't even see them. Except for the laser. Right. You'll see that. So basically, they were knocking drones out of the sky, and it looked like a very successful exercise, they said, adding that the organizers are preparing more detailed results for public release. Well, that's great.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Laser. I mean, first of all, you're doing this, and you're not telling anybody. It's
right.
So what if something gets in the way? You know what I'm saying? What if a freaking... Did you make sure no airplanes were flying over this particular area?
That's how it's always been. They do things, they make decisions, and then they consult the public later.
Right. Later, laser weapons work by heating an object until it catches fire, melts, or explodes. The microwave weapons work differently, destroying or disabling the target's electronic with a short burst of extremely high-power microwave radiation. Unlike a laser's light beam, the microwave propagates in a cone shape, meaning it can engage many targets at once. This makes it ideal for defending against swarms of a large number of drones. The Air Force has publicly announced its plan to buy two laser weapons and one microwave from Raytheon. The first high-energy laser weapon system was delivered this month, the company recently said. It is mounted on a small ATV and works with the company's multi-spectral targeting system. The microwave weapon, which the company dubs Phaser, P-H-A-S-E-R, comes in a shipping container-sized box. It is C-130 transportable and can be deployed within a couple of hours.
Well, how convenient.
Let me just do a freaking commercial for these guys.
I think I'll buy one today.
I feel really good. Amazon's going to deliver that for me. A Raytheon spokeswoman told Air Force Magazine the company plans to deliver 16.2 million phasers later this year. That's dollars. $16.2 million worth of phasers later this year for deployment at the beginning of 2020. Both phaser and a laser weapon will be deployed overseas to try downing drones, as Air Force Magazine reported. Hamlet said directed energy weapons are emerging in the battle space for all three services, and you're going to see them in the battle space whether you like it or not. They may be aimed at you. They are being used on what we don't know, on who we don't know, but if we have them, so do other countries. On that, I rest my case.
Woo!
Dang, y'all.
I ain't got much else to say. You pretty much covered it.
All right, well, that does it for this podcast. You can make up your own mind and do your research. If you'd like to, you can email us at bizarreabyss@gmail.com.